FM4 La Boom Deluxe. Joyce Muniz and Friends.
Hallo meine Lieben und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode von Joyce Muniz and Friends. Ich hoffe, euch geht's gut und ihr seid schon in Frühlingsstimmung. Ich bin froh, wieder so dick zu sein und natürlich habe ich einige frische Tunes für euch dabei. Und in der zweiten Stunde wird heute mein Special Guest Aidoro aus Detroit übernehmen. Aidoro ist eine sehr talentierte Künstlerin und hat ein cooles Label namens Manta Recordings. Sie hat in ihrer jungen Karriere schon einige coole Tunes veröffentlicht und mit vielen tollen Leuten kollaboriert. Ich freue mich sehr auf sie, mehr dazu später. Der heutige Opener ist ein Track von mir, der eine ganz besondere Energie hat, denn der Gesang ist aus Yoruba und es wird über Göttin Oshun gesungen. Das Stück heißt Modupe und bedeutet Ich bin dankbar. Hier kommt Modupe.
Thank you. echoes of our past in play. Feel the rhythm, don't delay. Heartbeats sink to bay. See how the lights ignite, guiding our feet into the dawns of grace, where old and new meet.
Thank you. FM4, La Boom Deluxe.
Joyce Muniz and Friends.
Das war Deformation und Alex Medina mit Classy About You. Cooler Track ist letzte Woche auf Beatfreak erschienen. Das nächste Stück ist eine Kollaboration von Musso Maggi aus Sizilien zusammen mit Walter and Bikin und heißt This Dance. Super Collab, positive Vibes und hat Support von vielen Top DJs bekommen. Wir hören jetzt This Dance bei Musso Maggi, Walter and Bikin.
This is where opportunity meets chance, where purpose meets a plan. This is a new life, a new way, a new possibility, a new day. So, may I please have this dance?
Oh. I'm not ramping. Rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. Rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. Rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. Rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. Ah. Does it ever get too vibrant?
Joyce Muniz and Friends mit einer Menge frischer Tunes. Der letzte Track war von dem türkischen Produzenten Deniz Tekin mit Bang. Ja, der Tune ist echt ein Banger. Ich habe ihn schon im Club gespielt und es kam richtig fett. Der nächste Banger kommt von Third Culture und Renato Coin mit Bad Behavior. Super Tune ist seit heute auf Octopus Recordings erhältlich.
and low, I feel more sane. Darkness seems to be my savior. I can't escape the burning flames, the parties and the bad behavior. Savior. I can't escape the burning flames, the parties and the bad behavior. When lights are low, I feel more sane. Savior. I can't escape the burning flames, the parties and the bad behavior. When lights are low, I feel more sane. Darkness seems to be my savior. I can't escape the burning flames, the parties and the bad behavior. Alone, I feel more sane. Darkness seems to be my savior. I can't escape the burning flames, the parties and the bad behavior.
Savior. I can't escape the burning flames, the parties and the bad behavior. Strike that bliss match, lay back, feel it burn. I knew you could take me higher. Risk that backlash, won't slack, it's my turn.
Deluxe.
Joyce Muniz and Friends. Das war Eloise mit New I Was Playing. Cooler Track, super Acid Sounds. Die erste Stunde ist zu Ende. Bald wird Idoro übernehmen. Idoro ist sehr talentiert und hat echt schon einige coole Tunes veröffentlicht. Sie hat einiges zu berichten. Gleich werde ich ein bisschen mit ihr plaudern. Aber vorher hören wir diesen neuen Tune von Manuel Daquad mit Global Business.
Music make you lose control.
FM 4 Laboon Deluxe.
Joyce Muniz and friends.
Hello, Idoru. How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very happy to have you on the show, finally. You are originally from Detroit. Please tell us how your connection to electronic music started.
Oh, sure. So my true connection to electronic music started in my early 20s. I was a late bloomer. I'm from Detroit. I did go to some clubs there, but I left when I was about 18 or 19. So it wasn't until then that I even got introduced to Richie Houghton or Ellen Alien. But I got introduced to trance and like very bass heavy music in my early 20s. And I fell in love with it. I went to a whole bunch of shows all over the Midwest. But then flash forward to my late 20s, probably in my early 30s even, I was introduced to Ableton. And that's how I got into making music. Just before the pandemic, my then boyfriend and now my husband introduced me to Ableton. He was like, I think you'll really get this. And I had an upbringing with classical music. So it was as if my whole life kind of went by and I was building this music inside me. And I didn't get right into Ableton right away, but during the pandemic is when I was locked in, like literally like 16-hour days, just learning and writing. And by 2021, I had written and I was releasing music by 2021. So it went by really quickly. I learned so much, but that's it in a gist, really.
Amazing. And do you have any musical background?
Yeah, so my musical background is from my childhood. I did piano from about 6 years old until about 14. And I did competitions, did the whole bit. And then I played the trombone. So I did everything from jazz band to marching band all 4 years of high school. And I was surprisingly really good. It's so funny to think back because the instrument was basically as big as my body. So it's funny, but I loved it.
Nice.
But no,
very
no
nice.
Plans to do a ska band.
Sweet. You also run the very cool label Manta Recordings.
Yeah.
I realized that most of your releases came out on Manta Recordings. Mm-hmm. Is there any particular reason why you don't release on other labels?
No, not really. Other than nothing outside of my own decision to just use Manta as a platform to build my own career, develop my sound, find my voice. I was extremely honored when Darlin Luis asked me to do a release on Polaris because I was also a big fan of his, still am. So when he reached out, I, of course, sent him some tracks. And I'm definitely open to releasing on other labels. So, and I'm very behind the scenes as well. I running the label is perfect for me because I'm not touring. And I just love to be behind the camera versus in front of it. So yeah, it just winds up working out like that.
Nice. You have sent me two new tunes. Please tell us what we listen to.
Okay, let's go with the one that makes me nervous first. this one's called My Drug. It's about just the darker side of love. It's pretty intuitive. It's a little bit of a bigger sound, not an evolution by any regards, but I guess our sound's always evolving as artists. But the reason I'm nervous about this one is because in the past, my tracks have had either small bits of my vocals that I've manipulated just like a sample, really, or I have like uploaded my vocals into an AI plugin and changed my vocal and my voice entirely. So this track is like has a large bit of my own vocals. So it just makes me a little bit nervous. So let's play that one first.
Wir hören jetzt Idoru mit My Drug.
You are chaos. You are fire. I am reckless. I'm desire. You are venom. You are a knife. I am bleeding. I'm alive. You are poison. You corrupt. I am screaming. I erupt.
My Drug. Nice one. So this is your next release on Monday Recordings. It's a very nice track. There is a very nice project from Germany that is signed on your label. Mm-hmm. They call it Z. Please tell us about this project, because I had the honor to remix this project, Z, and mm-hmm. I didn't know them. You know, for me, basically, you introduced me to a German project coming from America, and then you invited me to do a remix for them. So mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about this project.
Yeah, we love the remix too. But yes, the project, I absolutely am such a fan. The first time I heard their music, a light bulb went off and I was like, yes, this is exactly what I would love for Manta. It fits a vision that I have for Manta so well. Not only are they amazing producers and vocalists, but they've got this vibe. It's kind of gothy, industrial, post-punk, dark wave. It's all my favorite things. And it also fits on the club room floor. So that's kind of the vision I have for Manta, is mixing those two. I mean, it's definitely been done before. I just want to do that with Manta because I love it so much. I dance to it. I listen to it. But yes, as you said, they're based in Hamburg.
That's very nice.
They're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for introducing me to them and to mm-hmm. let me remix them. I would love to play their remix. Here comes the end. V mit Le Sept in remix for Mia. Enjoy. We'll be right back. mit Le Sept in Remix von mir.
FM4, La Boom Deluxe.
Joyce Muniz and Friends.
I really enjoyed remixing this track, even though I still don't understand the entire lyrics. Pardon for my French. I told a friend of mine to listen to it and to explain a little bit, and she said, like, it's all fine, Joyce, it's fun. Nothing yeah. makes really sense, but it's fun. So for me, it's always important that the message is fine. And, you know, have you planned an album, or do you think it's not necessary nowadays?
Oh, you know, I think it's really dependent upon where you're at. And maybe I'm wrong, but this is my opinion. It kind of depends on where you're at as an artist. And I have an album set aside, and I've had it set aside for a long time. I just feel like I still want to grow my profile before I put an album out. But no, I don't think that it's a waste of time. I think albums are great. I love EPs. I love albums, you know, 4 tracks, 13 tracks, whatever story you're trying to tell.
Very nice. I would like to play the second tune you sent me. I think that one calls Fade, right?
Yes, it is. So this one is part of a warehouse series I've started. It's just kind of reviving like the raw energy of 90s raves, where everyone just kind of loses their mind on the dance floor. And this one definitely has a more hardcore rave sound overall and as a warehouse series. And this one does not fall short of that at all. It's pretty straightforward, just aggressive beats just to get you moving and sweating on the dance floor in a dark warehouse. So
here comes Idoro meets Fade.
stronger, higher. Stronger, higher. Stronger, higher. Stronger, higher. Stronger, higher.
Idol means fame. It has the classic 90s warehouse energy. Very different from your other tunes. Mm-hmm. But I really like it. When is this one coming out?
This one will be out at the end of June, June 27th.
Lovely. This is a radio premiere here on FM Fia. I kindly asked you to record a mix for us. What are we going to hear on this exclusive mix?
Well, I am definitely going to play some Manta Weapons. I'm probably going to play a lot of electro.
Yes, I love it.
Okay. Honestly, it's my favorite to play. I have some plans. I might have some unreleased tracks on there as well that are electro-driven from myself. And I definitely am going to put in some Joyce Muñiz favorites.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course, of course. Definitely want to. Yeah, of course, absolutely. Electro, maybe some electro clash.
Sweet.
I usually like to get a little dirty and grimy, so yeah, hopefully that's okay.
I can't wait to share. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Idol, for the lovely chat and for sharing your cool upcoming releases. Mm-hmm. I wish you a lovely weekend and good luck with your projects.
Thank you so much. Likewise, have a great weekend. And thanks again for having me on.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
FM Fear. La Boom Deluxe.
Joyce Muñiz and Friends.
Yeah, Joyce Muñiz and Friends meet Idoru in the mix.